Time for Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Kathleen Burek, who is the cheese lady at Thomas Farm. Now, you're not the farmer there, but the farmer is busy farming James Thomas from this Thomas Farm in Sunderland, but you get to go out and be the cheese lady and pitch the cheese.
The social butterfly, so to speak.
Yeah, right. And you're going to be at State Street Food Store, Deli Wines and Spirits today at 4 o'clock for their weekly wine tasting, and nothing goes better with wine than cheese. What kind of cheese did you bring, cheese lady?
I brought garlic dill, chive, and plain.
This is goat's milk cheese. Let's eat it.
You can start with plain and then go to chive garlic dill, because garlic dill is the most popular.
Why is it?
I don't know. I think people are just like garlic.
I love garlic. And it keeps vampires away.
Yes, right.
What does chives keep away? Nothing. Nice and creamy. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I made a big blob of cheese right on the board right there. I'm going to eat that anyway. So cheese lady, Kathleen Burek, how did you get involved with this farm and cheesemongering?
Well, I've been making cheese for about 30 years at my own house because I have my own goats. Goats are very easy for women to handle.
They're easier than husbands to handle?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Husbands are always getting your goat.
You said that right. So I just started making cheese because of the health benefits of the goat milk and the goat cheese.
Which are what?
Goat milk and goat milk products have all of the nutrients that your body needs. It's very easy to digest. You digest goat milk products in like about a half an hour. The fat gobbles are very small in goat milk, which means it's easy to digest and it soothes the intestinal tract because of the natural enzymes. So people in Bulgaria and other countries, their mainstay of diet is goat milk products, have very low incidence of colon cancer. Goats are really fun. The kids are hysterical, jumping and
kids
flipping.
These days.
Four-legged kids.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of evolved with Thomas Farm because I know Jim's wife, Stephanie. And having my own goats, I saw Steph at work one day and I said, well, have you got any bucks down at your farm? Because I knew she had some goats. She said, sure, come on down, because obviously you need to breed the buck to the doe to produce kids and produce milk. Kind of
so
how
that's
it
how it happens, kids, if you didn't know.
It's not birds and bees, it's goats.
Right, it's goats. So she said, well, Jim is in the process of opening up a goat dairy and wants to make Chev. She said, I'm going to put you on the back burner if we need any help. They started out last year and we were kind of here and there. You know, we picked up a lot of contracts. I said, well, I'll go out and get the contracts for you, talk to the people, because I guess that's what I do best, because the farmers are farming.
They're busy farming. They're they're milking the goats.
They're milking the
goats. Can I just give an example of this?
Yeah.
I was 5 minutes late to meeting with Kathleen, because I always meet with Kathleen and other people at Sylvester's before I come on and we talk with you, Monty. And it turned out in that 5 minute period, she got a contract with Sylvester's and Roberto's.
Wow, do you want to come sell radio advertising?
Sure.
That's amazing. So are you still making cheese at home?
Yes.
And do you make their cheese or are they making their cheese?
No, Jim makes all the cheese.
Uh-huh.
He makes 30 gallons at a time, so he's milking about 30 goats, and so he's making cheese about every other day.
Wow. How long does it take to go through the whole cheese process with goat's milk, like to make, to go from to
first
the
of all,
udder to the cheese?
You need the goat.
Got it.
Very has key. Babies.
Yes. Do I need to have babies before I milk the dough?
No.
The goat, the dough has the baby.
The dough.
Right.
You know, the buck and the dough makes the
back
kid.
To that,
and
okay.
then
back to
the
that.
Kids use up all your dough.
Right. You filter the milk. It goes into the big tank. Stainless steel. Everything has to be stainless steel. Very clean. And then you bring the milk to 145. This is a temperature.
Yep.
And then you hold it there for 30 minutes. That's the pasteurization. And then you bring the temp down to, I believe, 86. And at that point, you add the cultures. Now, the cultures is what coagulates the milk, like Little Miss Muffet, curds and whey.
Yes. Muffet. Throw some spiders in there.
No, oh, no spiders. Oh,
okay.
We hope not. Anyways.
And then so, you go and make the dough with the milk from the dough. Is all Chev goat cheese? And it's all goat cheese Chev.
Pretty much, I would say. Because Chev is a French word for goat cheese.
Okay.
I think you need a French professeur.
All?
Probably. Or you could call it fromage blanc.
All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Right.
Talking with the cheese lady, Kathleen Burek, who goes out and mongers the cheese for Thomas Farm and is a cheese maker herself.
What are some of the places where people can find your cheese besides...
Well, Sylvester's now, we
today,
know.
Today, well, so, yeah. That's right, they can find
it in Sylvester's
an
recipes.
Yeah, and you're going to be at State Street today for their wine tasting at 4.
We have it at River Valley. We have it at Foster's in Greenfield. We have it at Kroneg's on Martha's Vineyard.
Well, were you just on vacation in Martha's Vineyard and decided to sell cheese while you're there?
I brought the cheese to sell.
See, ask her how much she sold.
How much did you sell?
95 in 2 days.
And she's at the Greenfield Tuesday Market.
Oh?
Yes. It's a new one on Tuesday.
I didn't even know about this
one. In the alleyway. Just before Greenfield's Market, there's an alleyway with a mural. There's about 8 vendors.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, delicious cheese. And I must admit, I think the garlic is the one I like the best, too. Kathleen Burek will be today at State Street tasting the cheese with their wine tasting that they do every Friday starting at 4 o'clock. You can get it all those other great places, too. And now in an omelet at Sylvester's, I guess, because she's just that good. And soon she'll be working for The River selling radio advertising. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.